8,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And what we're doing today, and so here's what's going on. Coachella has started, and with Coachella starting, I, of course, remember the... I have, of course, fond memories of attending my own Coachellas from 07 and 09. I know that's a super long time ago. 10 years. So I figure, with 10 years having been the last time I attended Coachella, I figured this would be a good time to reminisce about that and the other year I went, which is 07, and lament the fact that the festival has turned into this, like, festival of pop, and there's nothing really, anything is really cool anymore. And I know I sound like an old man, but I think that's sort of the way that I view it, certainly with the K-pop group that just played. There's no more evidence needed to make my point. And so that's sort of where I'm coming from as we're looking back, or as I'm looking back, on my 07 and 09 visits to Coachella. And so what that means, bands like The Cure and Bjork and Interpol and Public Enemy, Sonic Youth, Brian Jonestown Massacre, Amy Winehouse, and some, of course, electronic stuff like Tiesto and others, Digitalism, Brazilian Girls. Who doesn't love the Brazilian Girls? We're starting off with Of Montreal, and they had an amazing show. They were terrific in the middle of like 100 degree heat at like 5 p.m. But still, terrific set. And we're going to hear one of my favorites from them, which is going to be Grönlandic Edit, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Got my back, 'cause I don't wanna She put a little money into traveling. Now it's so slow, so slow. Baby went to Amsterdam. 4 or 5 days by the big canal. Now it's so slow, so slow. And I was heading up north to a place that I know. Eating well, sleeping well, but still I was way, way out of line. Amsterdam was stuck in my mind.
And chocolate milk. These are just a couple of my cravings. Everything it seems I like's a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harmful for me. If I should buy jelly beans, have to eat them all in just one sitting. Everything it seems I like's a little bit sweeter, a little bit fatter, a little bit humble for me. And then there's those other things, which for several reasons we won't mention. Everything about them is a little bit stranger, a little bit harder, a little bit deadly. Happy boys' faces have general runners. you're just a reading of a lesson in tightrope, or surfing your high hope, or adios Kansas City. And chocolate milk, cigarettes and chocolate milk.
All right, how's that? How's that to get you in the mood? That's Teenage Riot from Sonic Youth, Daydream Nation. Prior to that, Rufus Wainwright with Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk. That's quite a mashup, but remember, this is the Coachella show. So I'm looking back on my Coachellas, the ones from 07 and 09, the 10th anniversary of the last time I was there for that concert. And so I get to play the music, and it's a big mashup of all the groups that we're playing, although I will kind of wait until later to have like this electronic set so that I won't be mashing up the electronic with the other rock stuff. Anyway, Peter Bjorn and John with Amsterdam from Writer's Block, and of course, Of Montreal started things off with Grönlandic Edit from Hissing Fauna, Ari the Destroyer. There is something very special I want to share with you, and that is here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of our favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day starting at 9 a.m. And who likes to start their day without the cast irons? But lucky enough, we will have them here in the studio at 9 a.m. The cast irons from 9 to 9:40, followed by Anthony Kaczynski at 5 of 10 to 10:35. These are very specific time sets, so don't be late. If you're late tuning in, you will miss out. Peter Parsek from 10:50 to 11:30. Danielle Miraglia with Lisa Bastoni from 11:45 to 12:25. That's lunchtime. And then after that, 12:40 to 1:20, you've got Lily Black. She's great. She's awesome. Definitely tune in for that. 1:35 to 2:15, 62 Ghosts. Not 61, but 62 Ghosts, followed by Will Daly at 2:30 to 3:10. Flight of Fire, I've heard them, they're awesome. 3:25 to 4:05. And then at 4:20 to 5 p.m., you'll have Celebutant wrapping things up. Pretty exciting. Live Music Day on Saturday, May 4th, all day long. Pretty exciting stuff. All you have to do is keep your locket tight here in WMFO 91.5 Medford. Up next, we've got the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Of course, Coachella veterans from 2009. And we're going to hear Zero from It's Blitz. 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
Shake it like a ladder to sun. Makes me feel like a madman on the run. Find me never. Get your leather on. You're a zero.
ancestors left us. Our robot masters will know how to clean this mess up and build a better world for man and machine alike, for the boys and the girls who are slaves building spaceships at night in the fluorescent light. That's 2009. Cold frost in my shell molds, chill on my breakfast bed.
I wonder what it's gonna bring.
right, the Brian Jonestown Massacre with That Girl's Suicide from Methadrone, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and before that it was Paul Weller, sounding very much like an easy listening Paul Weller with Above the Clouds from his Modern Classics Greatest Hits collection. Prior to that it was Tokyo Police Club with Citizens of Tomorrow, kind of a fun little punky song, kind of reminds me of some Flaming Lips stuff from A Lesson in Crime, and the Yeah started things off with Zero, the first track off of It's Blitz, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So we're having a show looking back on the 10th anniversary of the last time I attended Coachella, and you know, that was 10 years ago in 2009. I went before in 2007. So I'm playing only the artists who attended or who performed the shows that I attended. So that would be the day three of 2009. I think that was day two of 2007. So a lot of good stuff coming up. Throbbing Gristle, My Bloody Valentine, Public Enemy, The Kills even, and of course The Cure, and some electronic stuff. We're going to play Interpol as well, all kinds of stuff. We run the gamut, as does the lineups at Coachella. You know, I'm practicing saying Coachella because I've been mispronouncing it all these years. I've been saying Coachella, but it's that A sound that I need to eliminate. I'm going just for Coachella. Even Bill Maher says it the right way. All right, let's move on. Up next, Anthony and the Johnsons. They were great. They were also on that that movie about Bob Dylan that didn't feature Bob Dylan. I'm not here, I'm not there, something like that. And they're awesome. So we're going to play Hope There's Someone from I'm a Bird Now, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Hope there's someone who'll take care of me when I die. Will I go? Hope there's someone who'll set my heart free, nice to hold when I'm tired. There's a ghost on the horizon when I go to bed. How can I fall asleep at night? How will I raise my head? Scared of the middle place between life and nowhere. I don't want to be the one left in there, left in there. There's a man on the wish that I go to bed. If I fall to his feet tonight, will he love, rest my head? So he's hoping I will not drown or paralyze in life. Seals watershed. Hope this song will take care of me when I die. Will I go? Thank you.
the fruit stand. Oh.
There's Interpol with Narc from the Antics record. Great, great record. You know, I should be playing that. I don't play that as much as I used to. It's a terrific release from Interpol, their second. Before that, The Kills with Sour Cherry from Midnight Boom. And then we heard Murder City Devils with I Want a Lot Now, So Come On from Empty Bottles, Broken Hearts. Great album name there, by the way. X with Johnny Hit and Run Pauline from Los Angeles. Classic release there. And that was an extended set. It was Anthony and the Johnsons starting things off with Hope There's Someone from I Am a Bird Now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the last time I went to Coachella. And, of course, Coachella kicked off this weekend. It's a 3-day weekend, as it usually is, except it's 2 weekends and not just one, as it used to be when I was going. So the fact that it started, and it's like national news. It's like it's probably the most well-known festival. I think it's eclipsed like Lollapalooza and everything. It's like stuff happens. It's because they have like big names like Beyonce they're playing now, and Childish Gambino. So it's like more than just a tastemakers thing. It's like people who are already popular. And the gate receipts reflect that, as the numbers are enormous now. I was just looking that up on Wikipedia. It's pretty crazy. You know, it's funny, that became an extended set. I guess I was just so excited to play that Interpol song I hadn't heard in a while, so I just went for it. All right, let's move on. Up next, Devendra Barnhart. Sorry, I keep on saying Bernhardt. Just mispronouncing everything today. This is The Body Breaks from Rejoicing in the Hands, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.